McCormick knows unbeatable flavor starts with the right spices. It's why we created Flavor Sealed. So anytime you peel back the seal of McCormick herbs and spices, you can be confident they will pack the same amount of flavor as the day they were packed. The kind of flavor that brings out the best of your favorite recipes and keeps everyone coming back for seconds or maybe even thirds. McCormick, Flavor Sealed for unbeatable flavor.
You know what makes every outfit look better? The right bra from Third Love. Their bras make it easy to get what you want. Plus, they make over 60 sizes, including half cups, you won't find anywhere else. Third Love solves bra problems, or what they call problems. Real women test every style they make. Comfort and support are guaranteed. So stop settling for bad bras. Get your problem solved today. Save $15 on your first order with code PODCAST15 at thirdlove.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You cannot be late on your first day.
Chop, chop, lickety split.
Move it, mister.
Shake a leg.
Don't dilly dally.
You should have had everything ready to go last night.
You're not helping.
Fix that top up. Yeah. Do up that tie.
Yeah, Mom, it's too big for me.
It'll fit you next year.
You cannot wear them.
They're shoes.
Well, they look like runners to me.
Jesus, the weight of that bag.
The price of that book list.
The price of that uniform.
The price of that class trip.
Voluntary contribution, my eye.
What are you looking for?
A pen.
He doesn't even have a pen.
Oh, they are brilliant. They never disappoint. So, I mean, there must be 100 Irish mammyisms
in there. I love
that,
my eye. I haven't heard my eye in a while.
I actually, my favourite was, it'll fit you next year.
I know.
That was
who
definitely
among us
one.
Haven't worn an enormous school uniform at some point?
Yeah. The mad things Irish mammies do and say.
I just love Irish mammies.
When I had an upset stomach as a kid, my mother would give me a little thing of brandy. Like I was probably about 8. Now it was only, she'd put it in her, she'd kind of
was
put,
it brandy and port? There was a big thing about brandy and port.
Just a little drop of brandy, and she'd kind of put it in her, she'd get her
finger. And was it one for you?
Thumb and finger together.
No,
it wasn't. But it kind, no, actually I can't say on air, it kind of worked. Before the watershed.
It could be a placebo effect.
I think I was a bit young for, I just hated the taste of it. But anyway, yeah. What did your mother do, kind of wacky
my
things?
Mother was just, like, my mother was mad. And I love her dearly and I miss her dearly. But there was this woman who used to call to our house that my mother didn't like and used to avoid. And if she saw her coming up the drive, she'd say, lie on the floor, lie on the floor. We had to lie on the floor. In case the woman saw us through the window, because she wasn't going to answer the door to her. She was absolutely bonkers in a way, but in a kind of a brilliant way. And I miss her dearly, actually, to be perfectly honest.
By the way, the ombudsman, the children's ombudsman, has just got in touch to say, to issue a warning not to give brandy to your kids,
to your children.
In case you're
it's
in any doubt about that.
It's actually some form of abuse or negligence or something. Yes. Poor old Mrs. Coleman is being denigrated.
Hashtag that was the 70s.
Yeah, completely.
Now, we are staying with this issue of Irish mammies, Ciara.
We absolutely are. And I am joined now by Jen Hogan, Irish Times columnist and host of the Conversation with Parents podcast. By the way, do let us know what your mammy said out there, what your mammy did, because we are leaning heavily into the Irish mammy this morning with Mother's Day on Sunday. But Jen, tell us, I mean, you are the quintessential Irish mammy. But tell us why being an Irish mammy or having an Irish mammy is so special.
Do you know what it is? I think when even you're playing that clip there, it's all the stereotypes, isn't it, that are just so relatable, because we've all heard our mums say them and we've all heard our mums act that way. And there's certain things that when we think back to our own childhood, we're going, I can't believe she actually said that, or I can't believe she did that. But because I suppose the reason that they did get away with half the stuff that we now find so hilarious is because ultimately the Irish mammy always has her children's back. She is probably...
Yes.
The most incredible advocate anyone will ever have in their lives. And that is huge. I mean, you only have to look, even on a serious note, when you look at who's out there advocating for children with additional needs, trying to access supports and resources and surgeries and all that sort of thing. There is nobody like an Irish mammy out to get out there and advocate and make herself heard on behalf of her children. And knowing that, what that she's, in one hand, on the one hand, your mother could take the head off you or something.
100%. And that's part of it too, that they would. They'd be like, what are you doing going out with wet hair? You'll catch your death and all that business. But at the same time, I always said about my mum, which I know is almost as inappropriate as what Shane Coleman just said about his mum. I always say if I told her I'd murdered somebody, her first thing would be, okay, what do we do with the body? Do you know what I mean? She wouldn't be like, oh my God, you know what I mean? They have your back like no one else. Isn't that the real truth of it?
That is the real truth of it, like no one else. And I do think Shane said there, really, flat 7-Up is really the go-to. Get better, not the brand of the porter or anything like that. But they have your back like nobody else. And that's why it's all funny, you know, sometimes when you hear conversations about, oh, when dad finds out. But to be honest, no, I think mom going in most situations is the person to worry about. I suppose Irish mammies are really child-centred. I think as a whole, Irish mammies are incredibly child-centred. Everything kind of revolves around them. And I saw this firsthand years and years ago. And we used to have this French au pair. And I remember she came here and she said to me, why do you do things for your kids that they can do for themselves? And I was a little bit affronted here. I was thinking, I'm not making my children be useless or anything like that. And I totally read more into it. But she was, I suppose, wondering why in the evening time they were watching cartoons, I was running out and bringing in milk and toast before bed and things like that. And it's that thing that we do. And it's not that we want to make, because I know we're often accused, particularly by long-suffering daughters, we're often accused of making our children maybe a little bit less independent than they should be. But it's how we show love, isn't it? We want to do things. So not necessarily in total domesticity, because no, I am far, very, very far from a domestic goddess. But in just doing those kind of small things.
We kind of want to mammy them, like, and we worry about them, and there's all that, and our mothers did too. I'm just recalling a story that I probably shouldn't tell on air, but I'm going to tell it anyway. When I was pregnant with my first child, I wasn't married and it wasn't planned. And I said, I was a bit scared to tell my mum. I didn't know what she was going to actually say. And I said to her, yeah. And I was kind of, you know, when you're nervous, things come out wrong. I said to her, it was a mistake. And I didn't really mean that it was a mistake, but I said it that way. And she said to me, she fixed me with her eye and she went, now you stop that right now. She said, a baby is never a mistake. And the way she said it, I almost was going to start crying, because she was so 100% behind me. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? She was just, we're not going to think about any of that. We're going to get on with this now, and we're going to love this. But do you know what I mean? And I just think there's something in what an Irish mammy will do for her kids that is we're very bloody lucky to have them. I think basically what I'm saying. Buy them a big present on Sunday. Isn't that the bottom line?
Buy them a bit and absolutely spoil them, because they really don't complain that much. That we actually only get 23 hours instead of the 24. We're not going to make too big an issue of it, except the national radio saying that we only get 23 hours for Mother's Day instead of 24. And this would not be tolerated if it was Father's Day.
Well, look, Jen, thank you for joining us, and thank you for in praise of Irish mammies there. I'm kind of really enjoying all the chats about mammies today. That is, of course, Jen Hogan, Irish Times columnist and host of the Conversations with Parents podcast. The more I think about it, the more I think Irish mammies are just the best thing in the world, Shane.
Hard to argue with that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
McCormack knows unbeatable flavor starts with the right spices. It's why we created Flavor Sealed. So anytime you peel back the seal of McCormick herbs and spices, you can be confident they will pack the same amount of flavor as the day they were packed. The kind of flavor that brings out the best of your favorite recipes and keeps everyone coming back for seconds or maybe even thirds. McCormick, Flavor Sealed for unbeatable flavor.